Chapter 4. The next morning, when Detective Teodoro Gonzalez came into the office, Hoke handed him the garage door opener and told him to go to the late Dr. Russell's house and see if it would open the garage door. Hoke didn't tell Gonzalez why. All he had was a theory, even if the opener did open the garage. If it worked, however, his suspicion would be stronger, and it would confirm that he was at least onto something. "After I open the garage," Gonzalez asked, "should I go inside or will I need a warrant?" "All I want you to do," Hoke said slowly, "and I want you to do it as inconspicuously as possible, is open the door, if it opens. Then, if it opens, push the button and close the door again. If anybody's around, don't do it. Drive past the house. Keep circling the block and don't let anyone see you open and close the door. If you think Mrs. Schwartz is at home or see her out in the yard, just drive away. Go back later when she isn't home." Gonzalez slipped the opener into his outside jacket pocket. He was wearing an iridescent lime green linen sports jacket, a black silk t-shirt, with pleated lemon-colored gabardine slacks and tasseled white Gucci slip-ons. "And take off that jacket. Your t-shirt's okay, but that jacket isn't inconspicuous, and neither are your slacks. So don't get out of your car either." Gonzalez nodded. He removed the jacket and draped it, silk lining side out, over his arm. "Don't I check and see what's in the garage after I open it? I mean, take a quick little survey, something like that? What exactly am I looking for?" "Nothing. Just see if that gadget opens the door. Then come back and tell me. Do you know where the Bellmead neighborhood is? How to find the address on Poinciana?" "I know about where it is. There's a Publix market at the corner of Poinciana and Dixie, so all I have to do is turn there and follow Poinciana till I get to the address." "Okay then, move out, and come straight back here when you finish trying the opener." Gonzalez hadn't been promoted to detective investigator because he had earned it. He had been promoted after only 1 year of patrol duty in Liberty City because he had a degree in economics from Florida International University. Gonzalez had a poor sense of direction and often got lost in Miami, even though he had lived in the city for the last 10 years.